Hello, everybody. I'm George Mylan commenting on the case of David Campanale. I hope I pronounce it correctly. So Mr. Campanale is a member of the Liberal Democrats. I'm commenting on his case. I hope I pronounce his name properly. Anyway, so David Campanale was trying to be selected as a Liberal Democrat parliamentary candidate before the last general election in the United Kingdom. And he was blocked, and he was particularly mocked and scorned for his religious beliefs. He's a zealous Christian. Now, I'm not a religious person at all. I don't particularly respect religion. I mean, I like the aesthetics of churches and music. Who says the devil has all the best tunes? I'm not anti-religious. Obviously, I don't doubt anyone's right to believe any religion, to practice any religion, unless it's directly impacting on the rights of others. But so Mr. Campanale didn't get through it. And so the Liberal Democrats are supposed to be about equality. But there they are discriminating against someone because he happens to subscribe to a faith. I very much doubt they would do this to someone whose ethnicity was associated with an ethnic, sorry, whose religion is strongly associated with an ethnic minority community in the United Kingdom. For example, a Muslim, a Hindu, a Sikh, or maybe even a Jewish person. But Campanale is a zealous Christian. So he shouldn't be insulted. There's not a reason to block him or indeed to promote him. Just indifferent to him that he's a person of faith. So it's going through the courts here. It's blatant that the Liberal Democrats were actively anti-Christian. And they weren't always. Like, they had a leader, Tim Farron, who was a passionate Christian. I think Charles Kennedy says he was. But the one thing that really got their goat is Mr. Campanale. He wants to defend children. He believes that girls and boys should be protected from violence. The girls and boys should not have their limbs ripped off. The girls and boys should not be injected with deadly poisons in the heart to cause cardiac arrest. The girls and boys should not have their skulls crushed. The girls and boys should not be cut off from oxygen until the point of death. That these cruelest possible measures of murder should not be inflicted on children. And the Liberal Democrats think that this is entirely permissible to do every cruel and violent act to a child, so long as that child is in utero at the time. It's sickening. Now, Tim Farron was the last decent person, the Liberal Democrats, their leader, and he believed that children should be afforded protection whilst they're in utero. He wanted to be able to vote on that basis. Okay, I don't think he's even an MP anymore. There was David Alton, I believe, a Liberal Democrat MP for Liverpool Walton in the 1997, and he was someone who was a staunch campaigner to defend children in utero. But now this is no longer permissible. The Liberal Democrat seems to be almost an expellable offence. I knew the thrice cursed Dr. Evan Harris, Dr. Death, you might as well call him, who was an enthusiast for the murder of children. And obviously he used the euphemism abortion in relation to this. So it's very troubling, the Liberal Democrat platform on this. They published a piece called Establishing Real Freedom of Choice, saying that child murder ought to be regarded as healthcare so long as the victims are in utero at the time. And there should be no criminal law. So no law to protect the most vulnerable members of our society. Okay, and so they should have impartial pregnancy counseling. Don't we have that already? And they should criminalize peaceful process if it's near a slaughterhouse that is there to slaughter humans. So that really is sickening. So people have the right to make decisions about their own reproductive health care without state interference. Okay, but wait a second, that's true. But this is not about reproduction, because the mother and father have already reproduced, which is why there is a child there. Do these victims, do these girls and boys have a right to make decisions about their own reproductive health care? I mean, they're too young, they're never going to get it because they're going to be killed when they're only a few weeks or months gestational age. So it's dehumanizing the victim yet again. And state interference, they were all for state interference by criminalizing people who simply stand outside a slaughterhouse begging these mothers to show mercy, to think again, offering practical and moral support. You want free nappies, you want free formula or whatever. You want counseling, you want baby, you want childcare, you want money. Yeah, you want someone to speak to. And that is to be made a crime, even though that doesn't harm anyone. It can only ever save people. And obviously, some people very exercised will be furious about the murder of children and will tell murderers, quite frankly, what they think of them. So Liberal Democrats, you see, they're totally against free speech. It's really sickening. And they're totally against bodily autonomy. To take away my right to do what I want with my body which is not harming anyone else, by demonstrating to try and save children. So people could be given ruinous fines or indeed go to jail just for showing mercy, trying to sell. So obviously those who murder little children, they deserve everything they get. You know, harsh words is the least they deserve. So that's it. You can see that they're not liberal at all. They're totally illiberal, a vicious, bigoted, totalitarian, murderous, pedophobic party. Mr. Campanale had conventional Liberal Democrat views, and every other issue was really just a tick box of the Lib Dem credo. Wanted to join the rejoin the European Union. Now, I'm diametrically opposed to him on that. I respect that viewpoint. You know, it wouldn't be the end of the world. I'm a European citizen. I don't believe he is. And I can tell you it's not as brilliant in the EU as he thinks. I know it's not terrible. But, you know, people have asked me, where does this come from? My belief that children should not be murdered. It comes from common humanity, because I'm a human just like these little girls and boys. I was an embryo once. I was a fetus once. It didn't happen to me. Glad that it didn't. I don't want it to happen to anybody else. And so the Liberal Democrats, they say they're not for freedom at all. A state interference, they're all about state interference, about having the police arrest people, having the courts prosecute people, just for people exercising their constitutional rights. So you see the use of euphemistic language here. And they want the state to interfere in all sorts of issues like smoking. I mean, and as we come to medicine, medicine is the most regulated activity in the world, about the medicines are licensed and not, and the instruments, and who qualifies as a doctor and nurse, and what they do, what they must do, what they must not do, and their Hippocratic oath, what's ethical, what they can be struck off for. So the idea that this is without state interference is preposterous. There's obviously lots of law about it, criminal law, then there's civil law, the civil liability relating to healthcare. So yes, there's always going to be state so-called interference, that's what we called regulation. And what you have is to try to protect people from harm. And the greatest possible harm is death. And obviously, you know, abortionist propaganda comes up on this, if I ever use the word abortion in the title, because the abortion industry wants to brainwash people and is doing so highly successfully. We know that repetition overcomes people's critical faculties. People's defenses are down because they're constantly bombarded with abortionist propaganda to tell them that murdering children is healthcare. We know healthcare will be about sustaining a heartbeat, sustaining respiration, so forth, not ending it forever, because that causes death. And it's not a medical procedure, because medical procedure is about sustaining life, not about ending it. And abortion is precisely about ending life. And if you deliberately kill someone who's a totally innocent person, that is murder, isn't it? And, you know, human embryos, human fetuses are human beings, aren't they? Which other species are they? They are alive, aren't they? Respiration is proof of life, isn't it? If you weren't sure if someone's alive or not, you'd check the person was respiring. A heartbeat is proof of life, isn't it? If you weren't sure if someone was alive or not, you would check the pulse. And I realize that embryos don't have hearts at the very earliest stage, but there's a response to stimuli, there's growth, there's movement, and there's a need for nutrition, all these signs of life. So anyway, the Liberal Democrats might be good, might be bad otherwise, but in this way, they are the worst of the lot. And Mr. Campanale is the only honourable one. But sadly, if you try to defend children, you can't do that. You can't be the Lib Dems. So do what you can to end this most extreme form of sexual violence against children.